The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now for a three charts in 3 minutes-ish. We don't really do that ever. It's the Duchess of the Chart, Nicola Duke. You're right, Nick.
Hello, yes, very good, thanks, getting there.
So we mentioned last week, we've got inflation, and now yesterday they reported a massive jump, 0.5% in a month, in inflation to 2.3%. And I think Carney now, where he starts needing to act, he's not. And where he didn't need to act, he acted. Last time he lowered them, just after the Brexit knee-jerk reaction, knocked them down. Now Carney, and like we just said there before, he's trying to defend his position here, isn't he, you know?
Well, yeah, I really think they got far too scared after the Brexit vote, and you know that rate cut a week afterwards was unnecessary, just as the pound had found its footing and was about to come, you know, was starting to gain some ground. He comes out, you know, with another emergency rate cut and more QE, and sent it tumbling again. And yeah, I think he does feel like he has to defend it. So
yeah, Carney, you know, man.
And
Carney,
there's nothing worse than somebody who can't admit they've made a mistake and correct it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it'd be nice if one of them, you know, in a position of authority, said, you know what? We acted a little bit off the cuff there, but impulsively.
Well, they could say overreacted in the best interests of this country because we didn't want a systemic meltdown in the markets. And now we see that actually that wasn't happening and everything is good. We don't need this emergency freight cut, you know.
Anyway, let's go on to more important things, like charts on small cap stocks. All right, so first and foremost, I had a couple of requests today. Horizonte Minerals, HZM. What is the chart looking like on HZM, Horizonte?
Horizonte looks very good. It's in an uptrend, you know, but it's not powering away yet. It's in a correction at the moment. So since this sort of end of February, we're in a correction of the rally. We're sitting on the 50-day moving average. We could rally from here at 2.75. I really do think that better support is about 2.58. That's where the decline. So the first leg lower, we would make a second one that's 0.61. It's also all those mid-January highs. You can see all those tip highs, a lot of spike highs at that level, 2.58, 2.6. So I think there's good support there. We're basically waiting for the 200-day moving average to catch up. So there is the potential that we go back and we test those January lows. I would be a massive buyer there, an ABC correction at 2.2. But in a correction, in an uptrend, still looks good, but might need to come back a little bit lower.
Okay, you are buffering a little bit. I don't know why that is, but I can understand what you're saying, but you're buffering. Is that BT again? Okay, let's go with the next one. It's Solo Oil, and ticker is Solo. What's Solo Oil looking like there, Nick?
Solo Oil, sharp, nasty decline, last week. And now, sorry, 2 weeks ago, and now since then, you know, we've really struggled to bounce back. I don't like the shape of this rally since the 10th of March low because it looks like a bear flag. I think that means we have the potential to retest the lows and retest support around 4.456 and potentially all the way back to the 200-day and that support level, you know, down in the 0.3s. So a little bit of caution here. I'd like to see the RSI bottom and turn up again, you know, get down to at least perhaps 30 on the daily RSI. Then I might be interested. So it's not quite ready yet. Not the end of the world. It's coming back to retest support. You know, it's not a bearish chart or a downtrend yet. It's just in a correction.
Okay. I'm using TradingView these days, all right? I'm having to type in LSC colon first for every stock I do. I don't know why. I've selected UK. I don't know why I'm going to do that. Otherwise, it comes up with American stocks. So that's quite annoying. Anyway. So the last one is...
If you just hit the ticker, then it doesn't... For me, it's the same. So I usually scroll down the list and then pick it out of the list.
It doesn't autofill for me, though.
I'm the same.
Anyway, okay, let's go with the People's Operator. It's a T-Pop. What do you reckon there? I've done a little channel here. It's bouncing off that 50-day moving average, isn't it? A little bit.
It cannot close above 10. Somebody's selling every time we tag 10. But we're sitting on the 50-day moving average, so we're in a very narrow range. There's really good support at 7.6, and there's really good resistance at 10. I think we could come back a smidge lower, and just because the RSI needs to roll over and come back down again. But I like this. I do think it's a really good bet for a return to the 200-day moving average at 13, but more likely that support becomes resistance at 15. And ultimately, a close above the 200-day should take us to 36 in this stock, but it's not just not quite ready.
So you said what?
The RSI says we're not ready either.
Did you say 30? You buffered a bit there. Did you say 36?
The first Fibonacci target for this stock on a close above the 200-day moving average is 36.
All right.
But that's a lot of things it's got to do, and the first thing it has to do is bottom. So, and the first thing you want to see is a higher high. So by failing to get above 10, we're not getting any higher highs. We're just stalled and double-topped, potentially. So the double-top, you know, could mean that we come back to retest that level at 5.6. If it came back to 5.6 after a double-top, I personally would buy this one there for myself because I like it.
Yeah, it's basically a little bit lower. That was 50% lower from here. Well, Nick,
I know it's pretty. That's the support level at 7.5, and the 50-day moving average. If we close below that, we will likely come back to 5.6 because that will have triggered the double top.
Okay, marvellous. Nick, thanks very much for that. Send me the charts. I'll put them on the company pages of Vox and also the blog, which is voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. Thank you very much, Nicola.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.